This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of all the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Folks, again, we have a packed show here for you, so I need to start rocking this because there's much information that is needed, again, to keep you as to be in the know as concerning what's going on in your country today. Saratoga, California, last year, the widow of an 86-year-old Navy veteran who was gunned down by armed intruders into his home, filed a lawsuit against her husband's killers, the Santa Clara County's Sheriff's Department. You heard me rightly. Folks, before I start kicking this off and giving you information as to what took place here, I want you to understand that I have a lot of friends that are police officers, troopers, so on and so forth, a lot of military friends. And what I see out there, 95% of these guys are doing their job. They're magnifying the law against the crime. I don't want to take the little leaven that's going to leave in the whole lump and magnify it out to be as the whole police force, as the military, or whatever the case may be. The fact of the matter is you have a bad apple in every bunch without fail. Why that is, I don't know. But what I'm highlighting right now, in Saratoga, California, last year, the widow of an 86-year-old Navy veteran who was gunned down by armed intruders into his home filed a lawsuit against her husband's killers, and the killers are the Santa Clara County's Sheriff's Department. Now, the person who murdered this innocent man, I want you to listen carefully, will not be held accountable, as the killing of Eugene Craig has been ruled justified by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office. I mean, this is like the fox in the chicken coop, right? Here's the story. Craig was gunned down by police as he attempted to shield his wife from armed intruders who just broke into his home. The armed intruders just happened to be the police officers. On September 12, 2016, according to Haru, Craig's attorneys, prior to the shooting, deputies kicked down two doors before opening fire inside the Craig's Saratoga home on Titus Avenue. As KTVU reported at the time, attorneys said their client stated that both she and her late husband were very scared and did not know why their doors were being kicked down by the police. The elderly couple thought that they were victims of a home invasion, so Eugene did what anybody else would have done, and what he did in this particular case is grab his 38-caliber revolver and bravely stood in front of his wife as they listened to the intruders break into their home. When the intruders opened the bedroom door, they saw the elderly vet standing there with the revolver, and one deputy opened fire on him. Now, let's just take this and bring it into the arena of common sense. If you heard two doors being kicked in, side of your home, you were armed, and it was just you and your wife, and you happen to be elderly or not, it matters not in this situation, would you not stand in front of your wife and defend yourself from incoming intruders? But for some reason or another, the police in Santa Clara want to justify what they did by breaking into this elderly's home and then shooting the man that was protecting his wife from the intruders, which just happened to be the Santa Clara Sheriff's Department. They decide to shoot him dead, and then they justify the crime. I know people in this country are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know people are getting sick and tired of the injustices taking place in their country, especially within their government. And I agree with you 100%. And this is another reason why people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, because this is not justifiable in any sense of the word. Most recently, I seen a video of a man that was in a hotel room. He was asked to come out by the police because he had a BB gun where he actually shot pests and, you know, mice and gophers and stuff like that. Well, this dummy, he took his BB gun, his pellet gun, and he put it outside the window because someone wanted to see if the scope worked. Someone's seen it. So they called the police on this individual. He was just a young man. In the process, the door was knocked upon by two police officers in Arizona. He was told to come out. He happened to have a guest there that just happened to be drinking along with him. It was a woman. He was married, which had nothing to do with it. He was demanded and commanded by the police to come outside the door with their hands up in the air. It was clear that he and she had nothing to defend themselves with. And furthermore, why would they have anything to defend themselves with if they didn't? If they weren't presenting a threat to anybody? Well, the woman is incarcerated. She was handcuffed. They were clear to bring the other guy out, so they get him on all fours. He takes his M4, aims it directly at him, continuously threatens to shoot him if he makes the wrong move. The young man begins to cry, saying, "Don't shoot, I don't have anything, I'm not armed, please do not shoot me." The police officer at this point, you could tell within the tone of this murderer that there was no way that this young man was going to get out of there, because this police officer was looking for a reason to shoot this kid. So the young kid started to crawl towards the police officer slowly, slower than a turtle, friends, with his M4 locked right in on his forehead. The police officer continuously threatens him over and over and over, and the kid is crying, "I'm not armed, I'm not armed, don't kill me." So as he crawls towards the police officer on command, the only thing he has on is his shorts. He takes his right hand and pulls up his shorts so they don't fall down. The police officer shoots him 5 times without a cause. And I want to let you know what I did. After I watched this video, I was blown away, because the county attorney's office had the audacity to come forward to the American people, namely those in Arizona, and to his wife and his child, and justify the murder of this police officer who just happened to have the words inscribed on his gun, "Kill," and the F word. They justified the murder, but they fired the police officer because he had F-U-C-K inscribed on his gun. See, this is what people are sick and tired of in this country. How those that call themselves representatives in any capacity whatsoever get away with the crimes that they commit, all the while knowing that if someone had did it to them, they would have wanted justice at every given step. This is what people are sick and tired of. If you'd like to know more of the story, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Cops kill innocent 86-year-old Navy vet as he protected his wife.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Or if you'd like to check out our Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. Check it out, folks. Sons of Liberty, the Bradley Dean YouTube. As well, if you'd like to call in at any time, we are hooked up on Comrex even now, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm just thinking about the article that I just highlighted during the first segment. Cops kill innocent 86-year-old man, a Navy veteran, as he protects his wife from intruders. And the intruders were cops. And because they were cops, they had to justify the murder. No charges were filed. An 86-year-old Navy vet hears two doors being kicked in into his home while he and his wife are sitting there bothering nobody. He has the right to bear arms, so he takes his .38 caliber, stands in front of his wife as they listen to the intruders break into their home. Because he has a .38 in his hand defending him and his wife, not knowing what's going on, unbeknownst to them, the police officer shoots him dead in Santa Clara. And it's justified. No, it's not justified. I highlighted another case, and though they are far in few between, friends, a cop kills an innocent man in Arizona. I watched the video, and folks, I want to tell you something. There was no way that this young man, Daniel Shaver, sobbing and begging officer for his life before he was shot 5 times. You could tell that this police officer was looking for every reason in the world to shoot Daniel Shaver, and that's exactly what he did. And you know what the county attorney did, don't you, friends? You watch this video online, there is no justifying this murder. There is no justifying what this police officer did. But the county attorney came forward and said it was protocol. It was justifiable. Nobody that watches this video will walk away from it saying it was justifiable. And it's interesting to note, because after I watched this video of Daniel Shaver being shot dead, an innocent man being shot by a police officer in Arizona, I went and called one of my friends who just happens to be a representative and a former police officer in Arizona State's government. And I said, were you aware of this murder of Daniel Shaver? He said, no, I heard of it. I have not yet seen it. I said, watch the video. So I sent him video. I would beg the American people to take the time to go online even now and watch the footage. Because the shooting by Philip Mitch Brailsford, then an officer with the Mesa Police Department, the shooting occurred after two officers responded to a call about a man allegedly pointing a rifle out of a fifth floor window at a La Quinta Inn. And of course, inside the room, Shaver, 26 years old, was drinking, acting like an idiot. No question about it. But keep in mind, this was a man that was allegedly pointing a rifle, which was found to be a pellet gun that he used on his job for pest control. It was stupid, no question about it. But Shaver's stupidity did not warrant his murder by this police officer. The graphic video recorded by Brailsford's body camera shows Shaver and the woman exiting the hotel room and immediately complying with the commands from multiple police officers. The video was shown in court during the trial, but it was released to the public after jurors acquitted Brailsford on Thursday. Unthinkable. Unthinkable. Folks, this was nothing short of an execution. And he was justified in his execution. Now, again, let me reiterate the point. I have many friends that are police officers, troopers, many friends that are in the military. I don't know why, but they're just all around me, friends. And they're good guys, every single one of them. And they want to do their job. And they want to protect and serve, and it's exactly what they do. But you always get one bad apple in the bunch. And I'm telling you, friends, these are the two that you need to pay attention to. And this individual that shot Daniel Shaver, without a doubt, executed that young man. The cops that killed and the cop that killed this innocent 86-year-old Navy vet who was protecting his wife from intruders is not justifiable. It was an execution. Just because they wear a badge, America, doesn't make them right in this situation. Matter of fact, when you watch the video, it shows them all the more to be wrong. And keep in mind, they are to protect and serve we the people, not they in themselves when they commit a murder on the innocent that they're to protect. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I've seen many other videos of cops doing their jobs, and it was justifiable, no doubt. There's a lot of ignorant, stupid people out there that are asking for trouble, and then when they get it, they want to blame the cops for doing their jobs. Well, guess what? The cop was doing his job. And we high-five good police officers. We high-five good representation in this country, regardless of what capacity they're in. We're on their side and they're on our side. We're in this together. But, folks, I want to tell you something. These are two cases that are just unjustifiable every step of the way. And both of these police officers, without a shadow of a doubt, need to be dealt with. And we'll see if we can't get this individual that shot Daniel Shaver back in court. I'll keep you updated as things transpire. Before we get to the next point, friends, I want to highlight some of the things that we have going on, and not only in our country, but in other countries as well. You know, in the past, I've shared with you the political pedophile ring that we have in Washington, D.C. It's been there for a long time. If you ever want to know why many of these politicians do not stand for anything, it's because they're extorted and they're compromised. Back in the 80s, 1989, there was a video that came out called Conspiracy of Silence. And out of Boys Town in Nebraska, priests were taking these orphans and they were getting them involved into the party life and then sending them into Washington, D.C. for sexual favors concerning your supposed and self-proclaimed and professed representation and representatives in the United States of America, which in fact are pedophiles. If you haven't taken the time to see Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor and watch the video. I guarantee you, you will start to watch it for 5 minutes, and it will pull you in. You need to understand that government does the unthinkable, and that's why they get away with it, because it's unthinkable. They believe that you will never believe that they could be responsible for such heinous crimes towards children. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter if you believe, and it doesn't matter if I believe. I want you to know that the Lord said that he would kill them with the sword, those that dare lay their hands to the fatherless, to the widows, or to the strangers. And furthermore, when you go to the New Testament, Jesus said, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And isn't it interesting that Satan would lay for children? Well, if you keep in mind, Jesus pointed his finger at a child as the model of heaven. Who better to go after? But why the adults in this world and in this country, namely, which is on my watch, don't, and why they don't take responsibility for their kids, it's a wonder. But keep in mind, the Lord is. If you want to see the unthinkable, friends, from eyewitness accounts to how your government operates in this country, namely the pedophiles and the pedophile rings and the prostitution rings in Washington, D.C., if it was happening back in 1989 and it was exposed, you know all the well it's all the well worth now, today, friends, in the present. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a family that is under attack from the Lithuanian government, and we have this family making appeals to the White House in this country to make them aware of what took place and what is happening to him and his family concerning the pedophiles in the government of Lithuania. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, highlighting some of the things that are going on in your country today. Some that got my dander up, and I needed to share it with you, friends, because I'm sure after watching these videos, you'd be as enraged as I am about what's happening in this country. I mean, folks, there's nothing worse than seeing someone just because they represent we the people who violate the law, who attempt to justify themselves concerning their crimes against the people that they're to serve. I mean, that's like double, folks, that's like double murder in these particular situations. And there's neither one of these police officers that I just highlighted during the first and second segment, friends, can justify what they did. And furthermore, when you look at Daniel Shavers' murder, friends, watching the video, there is no, when I went down and I checked out some of the comments were saying the exact same thing I was saying concerning this police officer. There was no way that kid was getting out of there. That cop was looking for a reason to kill him, and he did. He executed him. And then, folks, what I did is I took the time to highlight what's going on in the Lithuanian government right now. Folks, if you think pedophilia is something that is so far out there, you might want to think again. That's how many of these politicians in this country, as well as in other countries, friends, are compromised. They're controlled. They're extorted. And I highlighted during the last segment, friends, the fact that the American people need to take the time to watch Conspiracy of Silence concerning our kids. We need to stand up for them. And then I took the time to show you that in Lithuania, a father was murdered, a family's home raided by 240 cops for exposing high-level government pedophiles. Did you hear what I said? That's why your country is going the direction that it is, friends, because you have compromised individuals that are allowed to keep their hands on the helm in the direction your country's going right now. And it's not good in any sense of the word. It's just not good. I want to move over to the next point on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Chaos, how could it be otherwise? Chaos defined is confusion, out of order. And when I highlight what's going on in the United States of America, anything from church scandals to political scandals, media propaganda, war. Sex trafficking is a new big thing in America now, friends, you've been told. Kidnappings, illegal immigration. Just read 1 Timothy 1:8 when you get a moment. The reason that these things are taking place in this country, again, the reason these things are taking place in this country or in any other country is because the people overpass the deeds of the wicked, Jeremiah 5:28. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They just blow them off as if to suggest that at length it has nothing to do with me or my family, which I have to bring into scope and tell you that nothing could be further from the truth. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up to you and your family. You know, I mean, do you remember in the camps in Auschwitz and others, Dachau and others in Germany under Adolf Hitler's reign of terror? Do you not remember that no matter what those people and the conditions those people were put under, they still tried to find hope and say, well, they need us now, or they're not going to kill us because they need us for this or they need us for that, when in fact, there was no place that they could go anymore, and they ran out of excuses to the point where Adolf Hitler ended up exterminating millions and millions and millions of people just because they were dissenters to his political view and his political ideologies. Now, last week I'd shared with you, can you imagine if people in Germany would have took the time to deal with Adolf Hitler concerning his first injustice, his first crime committed against those 80 million people in Germany? He would have never been able to do the things that he did if he did not have the consent of those that he meant to enslave. And there was a whole lot of people in that country that just believe, well, you know what, it has nothing to do with us. You know, it's impossible. There's too many of us. If it ever gets to the point where we need to deal with them, we will. Well, then it spun out of control. That's exactly right. And spinning out of control is called chaos, okay? And it's purposed. And what you're seeing in this country today is purpose. You're seeing from representative governments in so many different facets, starting with the church, of course, but going to government to give you a natural analogy. You are seeing those that are supposed to enforce the law actually tear down the law. You are seeing those that are supposed to be harsh on crime actually being soft on crime. Because the lawless one, Satan himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, needs subjects to be soft on criminals so he can create the chaos that he thinks at the end of the day is going to work out for his own good, when in fact it never has and it never will. And that is, again, the definition of chaos. And when I think of an article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, chaos, how could it be otherwise? When I think about how could it be otherwise, I have to look at what's going on in this country and noticing, friends, that the American people are again subjecting themselves to the injustices, crime, sin, and the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, that are being perpetrated upon them by, again, magnifying the crimes rather than the law against the crimes. Magnifying the crimes rather than the law against the crimes. Isaiah 59. Read the whole thing. I mean, look at it this way. When you look at police who are to enforce the law against crime, they have on their cars, on their police cars, peace officers. Protect and serve, but it also says peace officers. Peace officers magnify the law against the crime so they can have peace and righteousness within the gate, right? Read Matthew 5:9 when you get a moment. Yet, no matter how many times, now, how many different ways I go back to the Word of God in the Constitution and show the American people the answer to the injustice taking place and how the law applies to all of us, regardless of the capacities in which we are all occupied, for some reason or another and without fail, people will always fall back into the old cycle of talking about the branches. The branches are lawlessness and injustice. On the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree the way that the Word of God commands us to bring it. And that's bringing about judgment to establish peace and taking down the criminals and taking down the corrupt tree. Read Luke 3:9 when you get a moment. I mean, when you look at headlines in America Pope Francis declares Muslim terrorism does not exist as he continues to set the stage for a one-world religion. This political pawn who's a devil, friends, nothing more, nothing less. He always has been. Okay? Headlines. Communist Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy calls gun owners and the NRA a terrorist organization. Listen to what I just said. Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy calls gun owners and the NRA a terrorist organization. By the way, for those that didn't know, the tyrant across the pond, King George, used to call our forefathers terrorists as well, when in fact they were the terrorists. Headlines, social media, Facebook, giant allows jihadis to act with impunity, fall to report on one to another. Headlines, Health Ranger, who got his whole YouTube page torn down because he had a dissenting voice. Folks, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook sooner or later is going to get their pantsuit off, and they need to. But I'm talking about headlines right now. Pope Francis declares Muslim terrorism doesn't exist. Communist Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy calls gun owners and the NRA terrorists. Social media giant allows jihadis to act with impunity. Headlines, Health Ranger, America is on a collision course with mass chaos. Well, how couldn't it be when you live in such fashion? I mean, in all seriousness, if you can let the devil do what he wants to do, he's going to act the way he wants to act. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to do it. But look at the response from heaven. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. There's the problem right there. But going back to chaos, how could it be otherwise? The problem is the American people don't even believe their own message. The American people... As a matter of fact, case in point, thank you. Case in point, this morning I get up at the hotel room in Los Angeles. I don't know how many people were downstairs eating breakfast. You know the statistic that I give you quite a bit, America? 94% of Americans claim that they don't believe the media. Do you realize I looked at every single person downstairs this morning in Los Angeles that doesn't believe the media? I only seen one person reading her phone. She was texting back and forth because I wanted to clarify what I was going to tell you when I got on the radio today. But every single individual downstairs having breakfast this morning in Los Angeles had a paper right in front of their face, feeding on propaganda and feeding on lies that they say they don't believe. Chaos. How could it be otherwise, Americans? Read Jeremiah 6:6 when you get a moment. Listen to me. Chaos. This is what America is coming to. I don't care how many professionals and professors that want to get together and decry what I'm telling you right now as a virtual impossibility that America will ever fall into chaos. Hey, folks, take heed that you stand lest you fall. The Word of God has never been proven to be false. It's infallible. It's perfect. God is not a man that he should lie. And if God said that he's going to fall upon America and create chaos because they deserve it, because they have forgotten God, he said in Psalm 17, you can rest assured you can bring every person in this country that thinks what I just told you, that America is going to fall into chaos if it doesn't get back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can bring everybody in this country and stand them against me, and I will stand on the Word of God, and I will tell you it's coming. And they can decry me all they want. Friends, the wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. Chaos, America? How could it be otherwise? 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, BuzzFeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Talking about chaos, how could it be otherwise, America? Aleister Crowley. Boy, I'm sorry I even have to bring this devil incarnate's name up. He was a satanic priest. The very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." Folks, it's not the whole of the law. It's contrary to the law. I mean, folks, these people are rushing into hell only to get there to find out that it was real. And they did it unto themselves. You know, but it's interesting. God commands otherwise, thou shalt not. And he didn't tell us thou shalt not because he hates us, but because he loves us, Exodus 20, Psalm 19:11. He warns us, Galatians 3:24. It's always wise for us to do what God commands for our own good, Deuteronomy 4:6. The same way that when you're driving down the road and you're seeing posted signs everywhere, if you obey the laws that are posted throughout the United States of America, you're going to have a perfect flow of liberty. But once you begin to disobey the laws of the land, folks, what happens? You have chaos. And you have people in this country through Hollywood, through the media, through your government that you tolerate, through the church that you tolerate, teaching otherwise. And now you have a lawless society and you're wondering why it's lawless. And it was Albert Einstein that said that the strength of the Constitution lies within every one of us and our willingness to defend it. We are the law. going back to the Lord. God gave his law because he loves, and we know that love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13:8-14. And love doesn't allow the sin, the crime, to be committed upon yourself or against your neighbors, Leviticus 19:17. I mean, folks, when you live in a country where 78% of the people profess to be Christians, looking around at what is seen in America today, one can only come to the realization that they don't really believe their own message. That's why we have chaos. Read 1 John 2:4. I mean, look at the American church. Okay, let's call them for what they are. Unbelievers. I mean, they're unbelievers, and they're guilty before the judge of all the earth and have ignorantly advocated that which God clearly condemns. Micah 3:5, John 7:7. I mean, they destroy a moral law, which Jesus magnified through omission and ignorance, and call it grace, which in truth is not true grace at all, Matthew 5:17. Listen to this. Furthermore, the American church believes that it's somehow the mercy of God to allow corruption to reign in the place of justice and judgment. Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 9:16, Psalm 89:14, Psalm 97:2. The list goes on. Again, when the opposite is true. I mean, what is the fruit of the mercy and grace that the American church has sown? What's the fruit? Well, the fruit is a fiend, a counterfeit compassion for the criminal rather than the victims themselves. 1 Peter 1:22. Isn't it funny? King David prayed during his time, it's time for the Lord to work, for they have made void thy law. Psalm 119:126. And the people then stand back in this country in apathy and wonder why judgment is turned away backwards and justice to standeth afar off. Isaiah 59:14. I mean, this is the same American church, folks, that promotes a false and a licentious grace. Jude 1:4, Romans 3:31, day in and day out with shame or remorse. Jeremiah 6:15, because they've never been to the cross. There it is. Acts 20:21, 2 Corinthians 7:10. They've never been to the cross. They don't understand. They didn't have to discipline themselves to raise up the country that we now have. We have a new generation of people since the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s in this country that believe something is owed to them rather than them owing it to their country and their future posterity. Now listen, grace is defined in part. It's unmerited favor, no question. But let's take that unmerited favor and let's put it into scope. In keeping with the heart of the gospel, those that are forgiven much also love much, right? And with their eyes on the cross of Calvary, Galatians 3:1, those that truly love the Lord understand the price paid for their redemption. And upon comprehension, they will then live for him who died for them, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and will not tolerate anything which offends. Isn't it funny when you go, and it's not funny, it's just a way of expressing my thoughts. Isn't it ironic, friends, that in Washington, D.C., you go across the Potomac River and you see on the left side, depending on which way you're facing, you'll see the White House on the left side and all the monuments. And then when you go to the right, you'll go to Arlington Cemetery. And when you look at Arlington Cemetery, that symbolizes those that were willing to love God and country enough to fight against anything and everything that God condemned at every given step through the enforcement of law. And then when you go to the left side, you see the politicians willing and so freely and fiendly wasting away and desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the freedoms and us the freedoms which we have today. And the American people have been conditioned to accept it for some reason or another. Your sons, your daughters, your dads, your brothers, your uncles, they fight, bleed, and die, and yet they sacrifice themselves, and you sacrifice the loss of a loved one in your family, and then you turn around and allow corrupt politicians to welcome the very people that our relatives fought, bled, and died fighting against to give us the freedoms that we have, namely the Muslims. Or to, you know, what goes through me right now, friends, is when the Lord told Jeremiah, have we been delivered to commit these abominations? Absolutely not. And it's sad to see that when you look at a people today in this country, when they don't understand the price paid for the freedoms in which we have, they will treat it exactly how they're treating it today. And the resolve to the America's dilemma is to simply understand the price paid for our freedoms. And what brought us to that cross? Galatians 3:24. In the spiritual and in the natural. I mean, folks, going back to the church in this country, if the message is true to Scripture, why then is sin abounding over scriptural grace that is to abound over sin? Because when you look in Romans 5:20, it says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, yet you see the sin abounding. Where's the grace? I want to know. And when you look at Webster's 1828 dictionary, it defines grace as favorable influence of God, divine influence or the influence of the Spirit, and renewing the heart and restraining from sin. Ephesians 2. Hey, America, chaos. How could it be otherwise? People are constitutionally illiterate. They're biblically illiterate in this country. They have no experience in what it takes to maintain the freedoms that which we have. I mean, when you go to the government where representatives of the American people have taken on the position of the employer rather than the employee, while tearing down the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws rather than upholding them as they swore an oath to do so, are at length destroying our very freedoms. I mean, America... chaos. How could it be otherwise? Because you don't believe your own message. How many times do American clergy and politicians need to be exposed before they're held accountable to the laws in which they're to magnify? Nope, I can hear the Lord saying behind me, friends, in Scripture. My people would have it so. Hey, America, chaos. How could it be otherwise? Here, let me show you the otherwise. Here's the otherwise. Here's the resolve. Listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people, the isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Isaiah 51:4-5. When you go to Isaiah 26:9, let me show you the otherwise, America. Why? Because it's important for you to know, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Isn't it interesting? During war, everybody seeks God's face. And they realize during war what they shouldn't have tolerated. Hey, folks, you want peace? Prepare for war. But I want to tell you, those that have been sitting back doing a whole lot of nothing, the war's been going on for a long time. It's time for you to jump in. Jeremiah 9:24 tells us, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord that exerciseth love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. So then, the question falls to each and every one of us, who shall rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? America, chaos? It can be otherwise. Because the Lord asked the question in Psalm 94:16, who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? I didn't. He did. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? America, keep in mind, we're in this together. Let's get this right, because if we don't, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools ever known to mankind. See ya!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.